This is GQDN for Wednesday, October 18th, 2023. Brought to you by Audible. Go get your free credit. audibletrial.com/groupquest. By patreon.com/groupquest. And by stackup.org. In today's news, we talk about some Xbox things going on. What is going on with the Switch reveal trailer? And Roblox employees may be a bit upset. But today we start with Diablo 4. As what we like to do, we'd like to start with Activision Blizzard Games, the Blizzard side. And IGN is saying that Diablo 4 launched on Steam, but it got mixed reviews. So, when it did launch on Steam last night, it had a mixed review of 55%. So, now we know that Blizzard released Diablo 4 on its own Battle.net there last June, and it did have some very high sales, record-breaking sales. But some people, when it released on Steam there last night, one of the users did write about the game on the Steam app, did say, quote, "During my childhood, Blizzard couldn't get it wrong. As an adult, they can't get it right." Now, other people did have a number of issues that Blizzard did have most recently. That includes the Battle Pass implementation and some costly microtransactions and some other interface issues. And in fact, some did reference Blizzard's free-to-download shooter, Overwatch 2, did have a great number of controversies of its own, and that was before it did become the worst-rated Steam game of all time. Now, Diablo 4 isn't anywhere near that point, but players are thinking from Steam that it is going down that road. So, we shall see what happens when it comes to the game on Steam. But on a more positive side, according to Wowhead, the esports is coming to BlizzCon. Yep, and we already know about the arenas, the mythic dungeons, the bonus event, about the BlizzCon Guild Clash. But now we get to meet the competitors, and that is Echo, the Golden Guardians, Liquid, and Method. So, Echo is bringing Waz, Reku, Cubsy, and Chanimal to the arena. Miris, Rickon, Indy Brew, Tobo, and Brago to the dungeon. Golden Guardians will have Peekaboo, Absturge, Whisk, Jelly Beans, that's the arena team. The dungeon team will have Nerf, Esmir, Azuna, Onesie, and Fu. Team Liquid in the arena will have Sidhu, Miz, Trill, and Semiam. The dungeon team will have Shekib, I'm Fired Up, Sivi, Sang, and Draini on the dungeons. Method will have in the arena Asgareth, Brunity, Mero, and Mercy. The dungeon team is Sko, Krula, Ryben, Denwar, and Selly. So good luck to the teams. Just note that the tickets are done, and the players will have their own streaming stations. That way they could be their own perspectives. But I bet that the esports channel will be looking in on them. Should be interesting. Now, another thing that's interesting is that AMD, the Anti-Lag Plus, is now being removed. Okay, so coming to us from PCGamer.com, if you have the AMD video card, the latest driver is removing the Anti-Lag Plus. And that is basically because people were having trouble getting into a Counter-Strike 2, because once that is enabled, or the Anti-Lag feature is enabled, people were kicked out from Counter-Strike 2 because Valve was thinking that people were using that as a hack, or they thought they were being hacked because of that feature. Now, just know that that's being removed. That's a bit of an update for you guys. And now, here we go. Eurogamer did say that Roblox did tell its employees to return to the office or they will get a severance package. So, here's what Roblox CEO David Baszucki did say in an open letter to the staff, quote, affected employees have been given 3 months until 16th January 2024 to decide whether they wish to stay at Roblox. Those who do relocate are being asked to work from Roblox offices, San Mateo, California. Galvin, you can correct me on that one. By the 15th of July, 2024. But he told employees the company will assist with relocation costs. Now, about the changes that will have the junior staff, he did say, quote, who typically learn through social contact and would miss out on senior mentorship. So they are indeed removing the pandemic lockdowns. And the CEO said, quote, we needed to get back to working in person. So yeah, that is happening. Now, Dot Esports did say that Epic Games will be using the Unreal Editor for Fortnite. That way players can catch up on Alan Wake. So once again, another update for what is going on. Because we know that Alan Wake is going to Fortnite. But they want people to be caught up on that. So, since Alan Wake, Fortnite, that experience was built by the Unreal Editor for Fortnite. So if you play Fortnite, let me know how he felt and how he plays if you play him. At Joe Brums on X. Now, this may be a sign. Nintendo Life did say that the original Switch reveal trailer has been removed from the Nintendo's YouTube channel. Now, this is posted by Carbvan on Reddit and is listed as a rumor, but he did post, or she did post, that the, quote, original Nintendo Switch reveal removed from Nintendo's YouTube channel. That's the title. So here's what this person is saying. Quote, probably nothing, but I figured I'd post it here. Now, I recognize this could mean the music license ran out. It has been 7 years after all, but does anyone know when this video went down? Is there a way to check? Some other things to consider. Other major publications have re-uploaded the Switch reveal. Would GameSpot, for instance, have to take down their trailers if it was a licensing problem? Nintendo has taken down reveals for the Switch Lite and OLED in the past when announcing other products. The Switch Lite reveal was taken down sometime in the days prior to the OLED reveal. And the OLED reveal was taken down prior to Splatoon 3 edition, the OLED reveal. Also of note is the fact that the Lite reveal was never made available again, while the OLED reveal was made available again about a month after it was taken down. And there was an edit to it. Mystery goes unsolved. Speculation about music license problems are still unfounded. So, we shall see what happened. Now, we get to the esports corner just for a little bit, because HLTV.org did say that the IAEM Sydney playoff bracket is now set. As a matter of fact, some of the games are going on right now. But they did say that the Sydney playoff bracket has been decided, and they have the group stage's conclusions. And that is where BetBoom, Complexity, Ents, and FaZe will be entering the playoff stage in the quarterfinals. And G2 and Moose did book their places in the semifinals because they're topping their respective groups. Now, they will be back on Friday with a $250,000 tournament for 14 quarterfinals, and BetBoom and Complexity will be up first. The second one will be Ents versus FaZe, and G2 will be waiting for the winner of BetBoom and Complexity, and Moz will be waiting for the winner between Ents and FaZe. So we shall see what happens. At least someone will. Probably me, but we'll see how the esports news goes. Now we finish off with Xbox because, first off, by Nintendo Everything, old Phil Spencer did say that he wants 100% of the community with Call of Duty. So he's talking about Call of Duty and how he wants the game to perform on Switch. So here's what he said, quote, the players on PlayStation and the future on Nintendo, I want you to feel 100% of the part of the community. I don't want you to feel like there's a content you're missing out on. Skins you're missing out on, timing you're missing out on. That's the goal. The goal is 100% parity across platforms such as we can launch for the content. We end today with more Xbox because here are some games that are coming to Xbox. Like a Dragon, Asian does come today on cloud, console, and PC. That is today. Tomorrow will be F1 Manager 2023. They'll be everywhere. On the 24th, City Skylines 2. That'll be only on PC. October 6th, Dead Space, Fraud Detective, The Entire Mystery, and Mendico's Night Market. They will all be available on cloud, and you'll have to see which one of those will be on PC and Xbox Series X and S, or just the consoles after cloud. On the 31st will be Headbangers Rhythm Royale and Jacent. Both games will be on cloud, console, and PC. October 24th, EA Sports UFC EA Early Play Access Trial for UFC 5. Also, the Xbox Game Pass Ultimate Pass perks will be coming, which would include 75 days of Crunchyroll Mega Fan, and that'll be available until October 20th, so a couple of days. And what else is available now is Smite Season of Celebration Pack. Now, what will be leaving will be Gunfire Reborn, Kill It With Fire, Persona 5 Royale, Signalis, and Solista. But we're not leaving you. There'll be more news tomorrow here on the feed. This has been a Dawn Forge production 2023. All rights are reserved. Go play some games, people.